they had us the first half. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, could be Wayne.
I think I got my swagger back. Oh, oh.
Woo-hoo! I love it, baby.
Them orange britches. Something about them orange britches.
Ball hit high in the air into right field. Going back is Sayre. And Tennessee can say hello, win column. A grand slam in the bottom of the ninth. You can't draw it up any better.
We just won a basketball game, and we're very happy right now.
Bruce McGrath for the win. He got it.
If you don't like college football, and you watch this one, I'm not sure what your problem is.
Read it, did to do, and welcome into More Important Issues. It is Thursday, March 21st. We have this right? We had it right. Let's go. Excited for this episode because it is officially March Madness. Today kicked it off. Oh, I love this weekend. Four games almost all the time on. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful sight to see. You're muted, Landon. I got
you. Just wish we could get some better games. It was kind of rough. I mean, the BYU-Duquesne game was good, but other than that, it's kind of been.
I mean, there were elements of that Michigan State-Mississippi game, Mississippi State game that were good. I'll give credit to Mississippi State. I mean, they made it seem like they were going to claw back into it for a minute. Yeah,
every time they try to get close, they would just – Michigan State would go on another run.
The first half of the early slates were good, too. The Long Beach State-Arizona game, first half was good. Wagner-North Carolina, first half was pretty good until the – like what? North Carolina went on an insane run to finish it. But before that long run they went on was decent. Morehead, Illinois was tied at the half. Morehead State and Illinois. So I mean, there've been some good elements to it, but yeah, I mean, you've only really gotten who was favored in that Mississippi State Michigan State game.
It was about a pick 'em game. I think Mississippi State was +100, so it was very close.
I was going to say, I know they're technically an underdog on paper, not an 8 seed, but I'm not going to call that an upset. So really, you've only had. You've had Duquesne, and then you had Oregon just trounce South Carolina. Oh, my. What a pants down. Just not good for the SEC.
Yeah.
Good thing I'm not pounding my chest about the SEC.
Yeah, I can care less about the SEC. That's just a conference we play in. Whatever, we want it. So.
In fact, right now, I'm a big Oakland fan.
I was going to say that they would try to use this to, like, reseed us. Like, oh, the SEC isn't that good. Let's go ahead and make them a 3 seed instead.
Pump the brakes. Yeah. No, for sure. Tennessee obviously tips off at 9:20 tonight. They await their opponent, but more than likely, unless – I don't even know if miracle is the right word. If they win, they'd be playing Texas.
Yeah, also Colorado State. Good God. Virginia to 14 in the first half and then having 11 in the first half themselves against Texas. I mean, just
to be fair, Landon, they did hold Texas to 27. To be fair,
they did.
How do you score defense?
I mean, their best player was, I think, 0-for-8 at one time. Good thing I bet on Colorado State, you know, just
money line pick.
Yeah. Yeah, just a little plus money. I was like, oh, they're rolling right now. They're feeling good. Texas isn't that good. And 11 points. So at least I don't have to sweat that one out.
A lot of room to – hey, that's just a lot of room to grow, Landon. They've got a lot of room to grow. Yeah. Did you bet on the Peacocks of St. Peter?
I did, yeah.
I like it. Hey, hedge the emotion. Hedge the emotion. I like that. I think it's smart.
It's going to be a lot of money too. So it'll be –
You're a Ziegler fan tonight. That's what I'm hearing.
Yes. For now.
Technically, every night you're a Ziegler fan.
Either way.
It's like the orange and white game. You know Tennessee's going to win. Good outcome no matter what.
I could end up hating Ziegler tonight.
That could go either way, too. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I guess it could, but it would take a lot for me
to hate the guy.
To hate the number five. That'd be tough, man. So probably not going that way. But, I mean, hey, never say never, I guess, right?
It's little brother and smaller brother.
Bingo. 6'4", is that right? Did we get a measurement on it? He was up there with Josiah. I mean, they looked almost eye to eye.
Yeah, he's 6'4".
Josiah's what, 6'6"?
Me and him did a little of this.
Okay.
We'll just chest to chest. Yeah.
Yeah, just to measure
out. We're about the same, me and him. So
that makes sense. Makes sense. Obviously, I've been pretty busy today, so I haven't had much time to be nervous about this game now that things are starting to slow down, starting to really think about it. Again, just 9:20 sucks because you get to really think about it all day.
Yeah.
Don't like it.
Watch the teams that, like, beat you throughout the regular season just get whooped.
Yeah, maybe turn off the TVs in the locker room. Attention to – don't listen to the media. That's rat poison. Don't listen to them.
Are you allowed to make a bracket?
You just can't enter the $1 million prize.
Okay, but you can make one.
I would think. I mean, technically, you could pick games. You just can't bet on them. Yeah. Right? Surely. Doesn't every athlete kind of pick games when they stand up and like, yeah, like, you know, we're going to win next week. Like, that's picking a game. No?
Yeah. Oh, Kentucky's close with Oakland.
Yeah. They they're going. I was about to say, they're going back and forth. Oakland just went up one, which ESPN is very far ahead of my TV right now. So I'm getting those updates not in the right order right now, but
right.
Whatever.
I think when it was first announced as St. Peter's, I was like, oh God, here we go. But the more I read into it, dude, they're a bad offensive basketball team. And I just don't think a bad offensive basketball team beats Tennessee. I don't think there's any way. Now, maybe if we're able to, I mean, we would have to literally have a Colorado State first half, to, I think, for this one to even be close. They're averaging, I think, 60 points, 65 points per game. They're 40%, under 40% from the field, and rank 339th in points per game. I mean,
yeah, no, I mean, you raise a ton of good points, and I, you know, I'm not disagreeing when I say this. I just, have you factored into your machine there, your calculator? Have you factored in that this is the month of March, and with March comes madness, and anything done post 228, 229, depending on the year, is never going to make sense, and it can't be calculated. It's a formula that even the best minds in the world, the Stephen Hawking's, the Albert Einstein's, people who famously have tried to crack this case for their entire lives, were never able to figure out. It's why it's March Madness, not March Math.
That's a great point. The only thing I can really say to that is I don't know what I'm talking about. Honestly, when I was watching these games today, I looked at my bracket and the winners of these games, and I was just like, I don't even know why I do a sports podcast, honestly. I know nothing about sports, apparently.
We should ceremoniously burn our brackets. We should film out. That's the fun part. And then burn them before the game. Because today I filled out three total. I did. One online, two by hand. And I couldn't even remember. I was like, yeah, I picked them in one bracket, and then I didn't pick them in another, which I would argue was the more important bracket. Mm-hmm. And so I don't even know why we do it at this point. I need to just fill out, kind of like fantasy football, I need to get down to just one team. I need one bracket, one that matters. And I'm with you. I think we should just ceremoniously burn our brackets, though, before the game start.
Yeah, I mean, my wife made a bracket with me, and she's in like the 98th percentile right now.
Did she have a strategy? Like,
No
strategy at all. There wasn't even, it wasn't well, even,
she did,
my
she did look at my
strategy.
Phone at records.
Okay. See, that's, in my opinion, that makes it more difficult to pick winners.
Yeah. I don't know really what she was looking at, but she made it seem like, she's like, hand me the ESPN app. I was like,
okay. Handy, like, she doesn't have it on her own phone. She could get it on her own phone.
Yeah, she just doesn't have. She knew. She knew I already had it open, probably.
I think, though, it does help in terms of her, if she's in the 98th percentile, there's not been a ton of massive upsets. It's just the only massive one, I guess, would be Duquesne.
Yeah. And I guess Oregon, in terms of seeding-wise,
but I think there's probably a lot of people like Charles Barkley who picked Oregon to go to the final. A lot of people are high on them because they just came off a conference championship. Huh. They end up winning it? Or did they just play in it? Who played in it against them? Now I'm debating.
Can we even call that a championship when your conference is going away?
I mean, yeah, it's the finale, Landon. It's the
it's the final, it's the final rose.
It is the final. I mean, it is by all means the conference final. No other way to cut it. Yeah, they beat Colorado in the final. So I think, I mean, yeah, but anyways, I say that when I say massive upsets, just because I've not known much about Oregon. I have been shocked by the amount of people that are loving Oregon right now. I almost did a spit take when I saw that Charles Barkley and had them in Arizona in the final. Arizona won it in his.
Was it Stephen A. who had Texas A&M in his Final Four?
Did he?
Yeah, I think so.
Interesting. He's had a bad week. Give him a break. Just that video going around of him shooting a basketball.
Yeah.
Which I'm not someone who's like, you got to be able to play the sport to talk about it. I'm not that. But if you're going to criticize people the way Stephen A. criticizes people, you should be able to shoot a basketball.
Yeah.
Let me see his free throw before I fully judge. Mm-hmm. I'll say that. He's getting old. I mean, he's old, man.
Yeah.
All the people running this country are old. It's too old. Well, they're too old for this.
Too old. Our buddy Austin AG says, did the Vols team make filling out a bracket tougher than in years past?
100%.
Yeah.
And I kind of to this point, I was going to bring this up in a minute, Austin, so thank you, because I probably would have forgotten. Seeing how many Vols fans, even the ones that are the most negative human beings, not just negative Vol fans, just negative human beings, picking the Vols in the Final Four, some to win the championship, I think shows just how passionate this fan base is and how 98% of us are suckers. We're suckers. And I'm a sucker. I'm right there with you. I'm a sucker.
Yeah. I always filled one out with Tennessee winning it. And right now that one is doing way better than the one that was actually realistic.
All right. Clap it up, baby. Yeah. I like that. No, for sure. I mean, but yeah, it did make it harder because like there's so many. Yeah, Kentucky's down 3 at the half. Thank you, Monty. And they were, I'm gonna shock you when I say this. There are some Kentucky players doing this to the ref as the half winded down. Speaking of Kentucky, real quick, I hate to sidetrack this, but it did crack me up. They were trending hot at the end of the season. They were playing much better basketball. I thought maybe Cal was going to end up being right. This team was built for March. And they still have a chance to be. Don't get me wrong. But I don't – it's the same reason I can't – when I try to sit down and reason, I can't be high on Tennessee the way they finished. I'm not just talking about Kentucky. That's just it was a bad showing about Mississippi State. And I don't think that's who you are necessarily yet. It shouldn't define you yet, but don't let it define you. Kentucky has a not great season. They end on a big win, couple good games. Then you can't if you play that way, you can't go to crap the bed your first postseason appearance and then convince me that you turned it around.
Yeah, or start like four freshmen and say you're built for March. That doesn't make any sense either. These kids have never played in March.
That's tough too. But I mean, and it's not the same story as Tennessee. And I've told you my hesitations with Tennessee. So before you're just like, oh, you hate Kentucky. I do hate Kentucky. but they have more reasons to be, you know, hesitant about them than Tennessee does. So. I'm interested to see how this all shakes out. And I mean, if they lose to Oakland, that would be a very, very fun day for me.
Also, just beating St. Peter's, just getting to hold that over Kentucky forever is just going to be so nice.
And it's so funny because
it's not really even something to
bang your chest about. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the fact that you lost to them was 2 years ago in the first round. So. Mm-hmm. which I would like to know. I think I said this on the podcast, but maybe to some other people. St. Peter's does have like 7 times the wins, not that many, like 4 maybe times NCAA wins than Nebraska, which is hilarious to me.
Yeah. Also been to an Elite Eight.
Have been to an Elite Eight. Hang the banner.
It's just wild that that team like got that far. I mean, like, yeah, you see an upset, but usually like that upset is like you're done after that.
And
I mean, that was a true Cinderella team.
It was, and I don't think that team wasn't this bad, but I think that team was similar to this team where they really didn't play well, and then in the conference tournament they lit it up.
Mm-hmm.
So again, that's why I need to, if we can calculate how much playing in the month of March matters, then we should factor that into this game. Because, I mean, you look at it and Tennessee's better in every statistical category.
Yeah. And I don't think St. Peter's has a, you know, looks like a 40-year-old white guy shooting threes for them. So, you know, maybe they get one out of the crowd. I don't know. But looking at the roster, they do not have that same kind of guy that they had 2 years ago.
Yeah, they don't.
I think they only have one returning player, and that guy averaged like 2 points on that team.
Gotcha. And then they don't have a big man that's going to eat up anybody and give you. Now, can they be physical and make it tough on Tennessee and Jonas Adu and Toby Awaka? Sure, but they don't have a big man that's just obviously going to eat you up. And so that obviously gives some more lean to Tennessee. And guards, I mean, Zakai Ziegler's play and Dalton Connect's play is going to dictate how this game goes. But you need Jonas Adu to be the Jonas Adu you got most of the season. Not that he didn't struggle, but the consistent Jonas Adu that we saw throughout the season.
Yeah, I mean, just go be you. You know, Dalton Connect, have a good game. Zakai, facilitate. Adu, crash the boards, dominate in the lane. And all should be well for Tennessee throughout the whole tournament, not just tonight.
Right. Right.
I think you just need to I think the X factor continues to be with this team is Muscovy.
Yeah.
Some kind of production. I think you're gonna get, you know, you're gonna get assists and rebounds from Josiah. Hopefully you get some offense. That's just an added bonus. But what Santi was your whole entire offense last year in March.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he was it. Because you didn't have Zakai. I mean, you had Olivier against
Duke,
But that was – you're just going to have him for one game, and you probably knew that too.
Yeah, I think a lot of people overlooked that going into FAU, that we just saw the most we were going to get out of Olivier Kumar, which was an awesome win, but we should have known that that was going to come to a crash and burn.
Yeah.
He's got like one game in him a month, and we got it 2 nights before.
Yeah. It stinks.
Yeah,
it still hurts. And like,
it does.
I think just this team, like going back to Austin's question about the bracket being tougher than years past. I mean, last year without Zakai, I didn't know what to expect, really. I didn't really have much expectations, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, around a 64, especially around a 32 exit, just seemed imminent.
Yeah. But this year, like, I mean, you look one of the better teams in the country, and then the past 2 games, you've kind of fallen on your face. Now, Mississippi State hit everything. Kentucky hit 15 threes. Texas A&M, when they beat Tennessee, they hit 11 threes. I just don't see St. Peter's having that kind of production.
Well, I was also going to say, I mean, I wouldn't say that the Kentucky game was falling on your face. I mean, Kentucky played an exceptional game in that matchup.
Yeah.
Tennessee, I mean,
you just can't give up that many points.
No, for sure. I mean, it was not Tennessee's best game by any means on either end of the floor. But Tennessee did end up taking that game down to the wire.
Yeah.
They fought through a crap ton of adversity, and it was on the back of Dalton Connect that they did so. But I think you've seen a truly – because you play like that, the way you played against Kentucky and Thompson Bowling Arena, you play like that any game in March, because I mean, how many teams are going to hit like that truly? So I'd say you play like that night in, night out, like you're going to like where you end up.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you do have to play better defensively, obviously. I'm just saying you get that performance from him, and I think you'll be okay with where you end up. Whereas Mississippi State. That's a different animal. I mean, you're gone tonight if you play like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the good thing, I was looking at St. Peter's a little bit, and we allow 67.7% or 67.7 points per game. Mm-hmm. They average 65.9, and they haven't even played close to anybody like Tennessee's defense. So I just think it's going to be a hard time them sniffing 50 points in this game. So please, God, I mean, if you can get a 40 bomb out of Dalton Kinect, you should be sitting pretty.
Which, man, what a night. If you could get a 40 bomb out of him, get like a double digit piece out of Escovy tonight, hit a three or two.
Yeah, God, let's get Cam good going Carr into some minutes. Let's get Freddie DeLeon some minutes. Let's get them guys some chances in March to score some points.
Listen, Dalton Kinect has an SEC Player of the Year type performance tonight, and your boy's going to be on off 40 Saturday morning. I'll tell you right now. Right now. You with me? You against
me?
I'm
in, yeah. No, I'm in.
All right. Let's do it.
I give in to peer pressure way too easily. You didn't really have to even ask. I was already in regardless.
I was kind of already like mapping it out. Like I you know, I say that and I'm already like, it's so close. Like I've never been in an NCAA tournament game. I'd love to go for a few games kind of deal. But yeah, so I mean, yeah, I wasn't, it's not gonna take a lot. If I say SEC Player of the Year performance, he has 27. I'm probably in the car.
Yeah. I'm in.
Do they cover is a question we have here. It's 22.5 right now on ESPN bet, at least. That's what I pulled up right now. I don't know, it's moved a little bit. I thought it was closer to 25 at one point. And then I thought maybe 21. I don't know. Anyways, 21 maybe at one point. I don't know. I think St. Peter's maybe has a formula for tournament ball. So I think maybe they put on a better performance than normal. But also, the stat you're reading off tells me everything that Tennessee's defense is going to give them fits.
Yeah.
So I think they have the ability to cover. Tennessee does, but it's an awful lot of points, my friend.
Yeah, defense should travel. But yeah, I think they should cover. But you also are going to get, being a two seed, I mean, St. Peter's, what do they have to lose? I mean, just come out firing. And
should we call Austin and ask him what they have to lose? See, maybe if he can, you know, we want to get a scouting report on this team.
Yeah. Yeah, we should call him. Actually, we should just call what's his name from KSR? Say, hey man, what do you think about this St. Peter's team?
Yeah, give us a lowdown. Yeah. Tell us how to prepare for the kick in the nuts if they somehow win this game.
Also, do you think they could give us like a – I know it's only been a half, but could they give us like a breakdown on Oakland in case we see them later on in the tournament?
Two things I'm loving right now. Oakland up 3 at the half. Sorry, three things I'm loving. Landon, for you, Colorado State has scored 18 points already in the second half. They're winning the second half by 6 points, Landon. So they're eating into the they just scored again. Seven, they're only down 7 right now.
Okay. We're back. The back's back, still alive.
You're fully back. So I love those two things. The last thing I love is that Will Wade is getting his absolute teeth kicked in by Gonzaga. Did you see the fraudulent schedule they played?
They played a women's college.
Yeah, 30-3 looks real sexy when you're playing D2 schools and a women. Yeah, Mississippi Women's College. I mean, he is the biggest. He's a good coach. So when I say this, I mean it's like Bernie Madoff, man. Like he could have made money doing it the right way, but he chooses to lie, steal, and cheat. And at the end of the day, when you do that, you'll never win. That's Will Wade.
Yeah,
he's a fraudster.
Champion Christian Bible Studies. who else did they play? Latorno?
Okay. Yeah, I know exactly what school you're talking about.
Yeah. And then Mississippi University of, for women.
How good does it feel beating a Christian school 110-46, and you're a team that's eligible to play in the NCAA tournament? You feel good about yourself when you go home at night? I'm not saying take it easy on it. I'm saying don't schedule them. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Mississippi University for women's starters combined for 6 points in that game. They shot 12% from the field.
What was that terrible school that was like trending a month ago? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I'm surprised they're not on McNeese's schedule.
Their schedule is full, I guess.
You've got to get a lot of requests when you're that bad, right?
Yeah.
You got to get a lot of phone calls. I really don't know what to make of tonight. The fact of the matter is, from here on out, survive in advance is the name of the game. If you win by 20, if you win by 2, survive in advance. It doesn't matter how it's done. It doesn't have to be pretty. It's just got to be done. Obviously, you'd like for it to be pretty, but at the end of the day, survive in advance. Us as fans are going to sit there and dissect every performance and say you can't do this the next night. But the name of the game is win, baby, win.
That's all it is. Take care of business. Move on. And then it's 0-0.
Yep. Yep. Don't worry about the don't worry about the team that could be in front of you or is in front of you. Ahead of you. Don't worry about the team, you know, Texas, Colorado State, whoever it may be at the end of the night. Don't worry about don't worry about if you're gonna see Marquette later on down the line, or if you're gonna see Purdue on down the line, or anybody. It's the person in front of you. That right now, St. Peter's. You're next, and you're about to get.
The way it's looked like for us the past couple tournaments, you know, those teams probably won't even be there.
Yeah, it'll be a lesser seed that'll somehow beat you. No, absolutely. Absolutely. Survive in advance. That's it. Am I surprised that BYU is out? So I don't know anything about BYU, but watching that game today, those are the worst big men in the country. They have to be. If they're not, I'm worried. Their big men are awful. Really just terrible basketball players. I did see a scuffle. I'm very confused. Exactly what happened. I feel like the refs and coaches jumped on that way too early. It felt like just two guys fighting over a basketball. Am I wrong?
Yeah, and then there was a double tech, which I'm like, why even – if you're going to give a double tech regardless, why even review it? Like, if you can't sort out, like, who did what, I mean, what's the point in review?
Yeah.
Sorry, there's complaint.
I also like that the Duquesne coach was wearing a pullover, but it was – clearly a pullover he like got at Ross or something, because it was a soccer pullover. It was specifically a Nike soccer pullover.
Oh, nice.
A training pullover, yeah.
Say like an Umbro.
No, that would have been awesome, though. Mad respect for Duquesne if they had done that. The Dukes! I'm fired up, but I'm also nervous. I can feel it kind of in my stomach right now. I love March. I love having a team to cheer for in March. Feel bad for you, those of you that don't or don't say you don't care. I don't know. Is it fun to not care? I want to hang a banner. I don't want to add to a banner. I want to hang a banner. You can hang a banner for a Final Four. You can hang a banner for a national championship. I just want to hang a banner.
Yeah. Keep hanging banner. Let's fill that thing up where it's just
a little
banners.
A little birdie told me Alan Sine is ready to go at the drop of a hat.
What's a rafter? Okay. We don't even want to see the top of that building. We just want to see full on banners.
That's it.
Man.
I Sevier Heights would start doing the living Christmas tree again if Jesus could ascend into a national championship banner.
Yeah. The top of the tree is hitting banners.
Yeah. They're not doing it until the living Christmas tree is touching a national championship. It's the only way.
I'll be at the top of that thing if that's the case. Otherwise, no chance.
Hallelujah. Yeah, absolutely.
I want to know how they get up that. I mean, I know there's like steps, but like, where are the steps?
It's the magic landing.
Yeah.
Do you want to ruin the magic?
No, I don't. I know.
Could be elevators. Some people take elevators or buses or things like that.
Yeah. Maybe they're just – they, like, lift them up with the banner. They set them in there.
That's how I'd want to go up. I know that. Anything else for this game? I know you probably have some more, maybe something else you want to add to this game, or maybe even just March Madness in general.
No, not really. I'm excited for tonight. I am kind of nervous. I just don't know what to think of this team given the last two games. But I hope they just – whatever that was is behind them. This is a new season, and they are a good basketball team. And let's just beat a team that you should beat.
If we're talking to the team right now, Dalton Connect, I want you to look me in the eyes. I know you're watching this right now as you await going on the court.
Yeah.
You came to the University of Tennessee to win. You came to the University of Tennessee to win night in, night out. You came to the University of Tennessee to win National Player of the Year, SEC Player of the Year. You came to the University of Tennessee to win a national championship. It all starts tonight.
Also, you drag everyone along with you.
I will have a number three jersey hanging in the rafter for you when you get back to Knoxville. Actually, I probably don't have that kind of pool. I can get one in Cool Beans, though. I can get one in the Cool Beans rafters. And rumor is you would love that. So go win.
It's probably better anyway.
I would be honored myself.
More accomplished. Get it in Cool Beans.
Agreed. You know who I want to see be a dog this tournament? An absolute dog. And I don't have a doubt he will be a dog. But I really want to see every asset of the game. Every facet of the game. I don't know what I just said. Jemai Meshack. That's a dude who showed up last tournament, who you don't win those games with last tournament because Zakai Ziegler goes down. He goes into a role he shouldn't be in. This time you get to be the role. Like, you are the role. You're the role guy. Go be a dog.
Yeah.
Go hit big time threes like we know you can. You've done it before. Go fight and scrap for rebounds.
I would Meshack the hell out of Corey Washington today if I were them.
I'd Meshack the hell out of everyone. Everyone should be Jemai Meshack today.
Yeah, agreed.
I would love it for his mom. His mom is like just seems like the most positive, awesome person.
Are we going to start calling him Jamarch if he has a good game?
Oh, print the shirts. print the shirts.
Jamarch.
Yeah. Yes, we will do that.
Awesome. I can't wait for that. Another guy that I would love to see just have an awesome tournament. Tobe.
He needs it.
Yeah. Whatever at Mississippi State, hopefully that's gone. And hopefully he just saved it up for the whole tournament. Maybe that wasn't even him. It was like an out-of-body experience. Didn't happen. And now he's back and ready to show the world who Tobe is.
I love it. Let's do it.
God, I just wish he would just cram on somebody.
Yes.
Well, you remember that kid at the spring game a couple years ago when the news asked him, like, what do you want to see? And he was like, I want to see somebody get run over.
I'm going to see somebody get run over.
Yeah. That's what I want to see tonight. And it's a blocking. It's a block. It's not a charge.
Yes.
That's what I want to see.
Yeah, they're in the semicircle.
Yeah.
All right. We're close. We're just at Colorado State seems that they're done cutting into this lead. Maybe not. So this game's probably not going to overtime. We're getting there. All right.
6 points.
Where? What?
6 points. That's the score right now. 8 points. Damn it.
8 points. I didn't know if I was behind or what.
It's getting worse.
You did too much math today. Now you can't math. Yeah. Let's talk midweek real quick. Midweek baseball, another B-ball sport.
Yeah. Tennessee got the job done. Against Xavier, who a team that did beat LSU earlier in the season and played some really good baseball teams. You know, they jumped on Tennessee. but Tennessee – or no, they didn't. This is not that game. No, they did not jump on Tennessee. Tennessee had Xander on the bump starting, three scoreless innings, one hit, no big deal. And then you had Blake Burke go yard in the first inning. And the wind is blowing straight in, which is insane that he even hit that ball out. And it was like over the scoreboards.
It was a – he hits just monster bombs.
Yeah.
And his bat flip is so fun.
Oh, dude, it's awesome. And he's just two away from tying Luke Lipsius's home run record. He's at 38 now. 40's a record. And then if he gets three more, he'll have the record for himself. I think he's tied for third right now or fourth right now.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say he's going to get that record.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, already has eight home runs on the year, and he's just hitting the ball well. I know they're trying to shift, but he's able to go opposite sides. I don't really understand it, but maybe the majority, you know, what does the chart say, Butch Jones? whatever they keep doing, but also side take about Butch Jones. There was a book that we did like a workshop on at work, and one of the it was like, it's called like the seven C's, whatever. There's one where they were talking about like energy vampires. And dude, as soon as I heard it, I was just like, I just want to throw up in my mouth.
What are the seven C's?
Like it's
the Arctic Sea and the.
No, the like, okay. Yeah, the letter C.
Courage.
No. It's like character.
Commitment.
Care, commitment,
conservation.
No,
wow, that's one either. Nah, it shouldn't be one. Is character not one, really?
No, I don't care. I was
kind of serious about that one.
Connect,
compassion. One.
No, compassion is not one either. Wow. When I was guessing them, I guess compassion too. Yeah.
Are these customer services?
No, this is like out of a book, so it's like. Winning in the locker room now. It's by like an old Falcons coach.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. But I don't know the C's, but I know the book you're talking about now.
Yeah. Well, I don't really know the C's either.
I feel like you haven't been reading. I feel like you're just along for the ride.
Well, my word in class, that, you're gonna be that lost. I was in the workshop, my word was care, so I knew that one. So.
Okay. There you go. Can you spell that for me?
Yeah. C-H-A-R-E.
Bingo. Someone said Kirby was awesome. Sorry, I clicked off the comment.
Kirby's dude,
always awesome. Let's be clear about that. But yeah,
Kirby needs to do Savannah Bananas.
I that saw is you tweet like that, and I think you're right.
That's the most perfect thing I can think of for Kirby Cannell. I mean, I know he probably wants to play in the major leagues, but I'm saying if that doesn't work,
they are
or after you're done playing, yeah, do Savannah Bananas. I mean, he's just electric. He pitched really well. Xander pitched really well. Pitched a lot of guys. Marcus Phillips got hurt in that game, had some discomfort. Tony said it probably not a big deal, but, you know, with issues you have in the bullpen right now, don't want to lose any arms.
Right.
So that's kind of stinks. But, I got some freshman arms in there. Dylan Loy, Matthew Dallas. I think Braden Sharp was another one. I got some guys some work. Dean Curley had two hits. Cannon Peebles had two hits also in that game. Got going with three RBIs, hit a base clearing double in the eighth to kind of, you know, put the nail in the coffin there. So, yeah, good week or good midweek game. Got that win. Got back to your winning ways, and hopefully you're able to come in this weekend against a good Ole Miss team and show out.
Yeah, it's an exciting home series.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Exciting. Yeah, they just took two from South Carolina at home. So, you know, I know it's hard for teams, you know, as we saw the first week, it is hard for teams to win on the road. So hopefully, you know, the weather holds off and everybody's able to come out and make that place a little hornet's nest.
Get it back to like how it felt the early Tony years.
Yeah, it's kind of been It's kind of been, well, the bad thing is so far is like every game, the weather's been shit.
That's true. That's very true.
It's been horrible. Yeah.
I think also, it's supposed to be Colorado State. Friday's 50-50 right now, I think, on how Friday night will look. Saturday looks like a...
Yeah, well, so, it's supposed to start... It's supposed to stop, from what I saw earlier, Saturday is supposed to stop around 11 a.m.
Okay. And then I think Friday keeps getting pushed back later and later, so let's fingers cross this.
Yeah.
For multiple reasons, because I'd like to play golf.
Ooh, it's not going to start till 8? Let's go.
Let's go!
Let's go. That's big time.
Yeah, it is.
Friday Night Golf with the boys is back.
Back, babe. We're so back.
I went today and hit.
We are getting Doug back. You went today to play?
I just hit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you ever going to be on my team? Why do you not like to be on my team?
I'm just I just get in a cart. I don't think you like to be on my team. You never asked me to be on your team. I never make teams.
Well, whoever is giving us the shaft. I mean, you wouldn't play golf when I got you into it. All of a sudden you get into it. Now you won't be on my team when we play. I know what this is.
Yeah, you just got to go to the country club down there in Rockford.
I mean, I'm there often.
I'm ready. I'm ready for it to be back. Anything else for baseball? Oh, also spring practice is going on a little bit.
Spring practice is going on.
There was some bad news today. I don't know if you knew this already. Caleb Beasley fractured his fibula.
I didn't see that. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So not good. Hopefully he's back, you know, for fall camp, but that's something that can linger. So hate that for him because he just got on campus like a week ago.
Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. All but right. Nico looks good. I like what I see from Chris Brazel. Also, just I'm a receiver homer, but Braylon Staley.
Seen some the highlights coming out. We like the highlights. Keep the highlights coming.
Yeah, I like the newcomers. You like to like spring practice is like for us fans just to see what the newcomers look like. Like Lance Hurd looks like.
Yeah. It looks like
an SEC offensive tackle.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's a grown man. He wears white New Balances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 401k.
They all do now, Lynn, and they're getting paid. I know they're all putting back retirement.
Oh yeah,
they're smart. They're smart. Yeah. I mean, spring practice. I don't know.
Yeah. Not a lot really going on there. Alabama got a new commitment.
This is where I'm just, you know me on this podcast. I'm a fan of the transfer portal. I'm a fan of athletes being able to go where they want. This is where I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
What are we doing? And then, How could Alabama not be implicated for tampering like Iowa was outed for tampering?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you think they weren't talking to Caden Proctor at all?
Oh, well, then he was just talking to his old friends at school. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, we just paid for a whole spring break trip with him.
Wait, is that real? Was he on spring break trip with Alabama players?
That's a rumor going around is he went to spring break with a lot of his Alabama teammates.
That's kind of awesome thing about them like getting hammered in Panama City and they're just like, dude, what if you came back?
Can we spin this in like a blackmail? They like, you know, maybe they
had him do the Oklahoma drill against one of those girls and they won and they're like, hey, if you don't come back to Alabama, we're gonna play the tape.
Yeah, okay. I was thinking like, oh, either you're gonna get like arrested because you have open container, or
I was an Alabama fan police officer.
Yeah,
they're probably. I'm not saying I know from experience, but it's not that big a deal. You pay a little bit of money in fines if you get arrested for you get a citation, I should say, in Panama City. You go to a conference center. They issue like a $208 citation, which is pretty much just like an idiot's fee for you. And then you never go back to Panama City Beach in your entire life. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I don't know why people, once they like pass that law where you can't have open containers, I don't know why people go there anymore.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know why people ever went there.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, it's not nice.
No, it sucks. All right. We've obviously this, we're going to try to get you out of here on time. So we're going to get to, do we have any questions?
We don't. We do have somebody to tell you about.
Yeah. I was going to say, we are going to run through these, give a shout out to our bunch of our supporters here. I'm going to tell you guys about Grade A Grounds. I was great every morning. Grade A Grounds. Oh man, the coffee. Beautiful Blueberry is my go-to. You know what it is. Grade A Grounds is an awesome, awesome coffee ground brand. They're local. They're based out of Kingsport, Tennessee. Two educators. Because of that, they have a special place in their heart for education. So all the money that you spend Grade A for Grounds is going to be put back into the community. 5% of all your sales, they're going to Coalition for Kids. Helping keep classrooms stocked with supplies. Also, you'll see on the labels when you purchase them, because I know you're going to do that right now. That is the kids in these classrooms. That's their artwork. You're seeing that firsthand. It's a great way to kind of tie it all back together. So love the coffee, love the labels, love the communities and classrooms that these purchases are going towards. So make sure you guys go check out Grade A Grounds. We appreciate them.
Yep. Also got one more person to tell you about. That is our good friends at Nostril Tours. It is never too early to think about football season. Tennessee takes on Oklahoma this season in Norman to welcome them to the SEC. Our good friends at Nostril Tours have a great five-day tour, September 19th through the 23rd, that takes all the stress off of you when booking and planning an away trip. The trip on the Motor Coach Tour will take you to and from Tennessee to Oklahoma for the game and some fun stops along the way. The trip will include transportation to and from Oklahoma, four nights hotel accommodations, and a dinner show at Cattleman's. Go cheer on the Vols in the Midwest. They will also be doing tours to Arkansas and Vanderbilt this football season. Give Knoxville Tours a call today at 865-688-6232 to book your tour and let them know More Important Issues sent you.
Go do it.
Do it. Also, where are we going to go in 2025? Because
yeah, it did get announced.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't think about that when I looked at it. So
Alabama, Kentucky, Mississippi State, or Florida. Those are our
Mississippi courses. State. Mississippi. Well, we're going to Kentucky. That was promised. That trip's been promised. We can do Mississippi State too.
Yeah, it's the only thing with Mississippi State is like, I mean, that drive is just horrible. You don't go through like any great city. You go through Birmingham, through Tuscaloosa, over to Starkville.
Yeah, yeah. No, it sucks. I'm just saying, I think Starkville is awesome on game day. I think we need to take advantage of that. Yeah.
So, me and Deuce did have a bet kind of today. We were talking about it. If we beat Alabama at home, we go to Alabama next year.
So I've been to Alabama.
Okay.
And we go to Alabama every other.
So go ahead and get Starkville out of the way.
I think go ahead. That's why I said that's one of the other reasons I said Starkville.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, either way, or we can go to both.
We can go to both. I mean, the thing is like
maybe so they're like 2 weeks or like a week from each other. We'll just stay in
vacation in Mississippi. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like every normal person does. Yeah.
I think so. I've vacationed Mississippi before. No shame.
Bless your heart.
Yeah, it was one of the worst trips of my life. I mean, and honestly, too, you can do Alabama in a day. Like you can go there and go back in a day. It's only 5 hours. Not bad.
Yeah.
Kentucky, you can do it in a day at the end of the day. So I think plan the trip for Starkville and we can always, I mean, me and you almost packed up and went to Alabama this year. We were close. We talked about it. We considered
We were close.
All right. Do you have any stupidities?
Yeah, it's Georgia fans. There was this Georgia fan that was just going on and on about Georgia having the number one player drafted in football, baseball, and basketball the last few years. And I'm like, okay, you can't just say like you have good athletic programs because one guy was drafted. Your baseball program's shit. Your basketball program is shit. Yeah, your football program is good, but let's not act like you have a good athletic program because people are drafted.
Yeah, let's pump the brakes on that one, big dog.
Yeah. I mean, poor Charlie Condon. I mean, I'm sure he wished he could be on any other team in the SEC besides Georgia. Maybe not Missouri, but other than that, yeah.
I mean,
and Anthony Edwards was, I don't even know why he was at Georgia, if we're being honest. He probably doesn't either. They thought he was a football recruit and got a big guy.
Yeah.
He had big under the table money. And they're like, oh, I thought he played football.
Yeah. Kirby was pretty upset about that one. Two-sport athlete.
Yeah. Another 6'7" tight end that can run a 4.4. You know.
They grow them there.
Yeah.
My stupidity is the namesake for the award. It's our boy Wes Rucker.
Okay.
You dropped the tweet today. There's an NCAA shuttle from our media hotel to the arena in Charlotte. You could pee from the hotel to the arena on a breezy day. It's literally across the street. I could probably do it on just a regular morning. But anyways, if I see any of my peers take that shuttle, I will give them hell until the end of time. So, Landon, this is, I mean, the tweet's weird in general. But I would like to, do you understand the irony in that? Because I don't think he does. So do you understand the irony in Wes Rucker making fun of somebody for choosing to ride instead of walk, or maybe choosing to sit instead of stand, for example?
I plead the fifth.
Well, then, oh, don't worry. He responded to me. He goes on to say, I'm sorry that I had that infamous stroke that made me have to learn to walk again and still prevents me from feeling the right side of my body. Half my family is military, which, let's get this out of the way. Half my family is military. Is that is the, did he just, I have many black friends. Did he just drop that on me? And then he said, every day you wake up, you can choose not to be an asshole. Your choice. You were just the guy that said you were going to give people hell for not walking. I feel like you're choosing to be an asshole, but I guess you can pick and choose whenever. I don't know. But yeah, so that is just fantastic work by Mr. Rucker. I mean, incredible work. That. Well, oh, don't worry, Landon. This didn't make it until right when I got home because I saw it. He then tweets tonight. In case you're wondering, did Wes ride the hotel elevator with people arguing? I can stop there. Did Wes ride the hotel elevator? So, Wes, you're telling me you chose to conveniently ride the elevator when there's perfectly good stairs right there?
Oh, but I didn't see any of this interaction on Twitter today.
He is one of the most fascinating human beings in the world. Truly. And yeah, I was being an asshole, by the way. I'm well aware. But I stand by it. Because it's just the absurdity of that guy tweeting that.
Yeah, poor guy.
And listen, I'm not dogging him for not standing or whatever, but I would like to know how he got to the arena that day that he sat for the national anthem. I would like to know that because good and well, Landon, he's not riding the shuttle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just abysmal to think that he would need to ride a shuttle anywhere.
Poor
guy. I just don't. I it blows my mind. It blows my mind.
Yeah.
But I do beg you, Wes, never change because there is a lot of humor in what you say. So I don't know if you're in on the humor. I don't know.
Yeah, I wish it was like a bit. I wish it was a bit. Like a sorry for cussing.
Well, he does have comedian friends, so that should matter.
Did you see Shannon Sharp make his men's and women's bracket?
No, but I'm excited to hear about it.
Yeah, it's talk about like not even not even caring, not even trying. He has UConn, North Carolina, Houston, Purdue, all one seeds. And then the women's, he has South Carolina, Texas, Iowa, USC, all one seeds.
I respect Iris. Listen, Landon, you know what he did? He went in and he did what the math told him.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's like Dwight doing the silent auction when he's like,
he's you don't like, know how silent auction works?
Yeah.
What is it? He calls it Amish something? An Amish? I don't think it's an auction. You've obviously never been to an Amish fair.
Yeah, just the laziest March Madness and does all one season.
Zero madness. Yeah. It's just March this year, according to Shannon Sharp.
Yeah.
Did he have any upsets?
I don't know. I just –
Just saw his Final Four?
Yeah.
That's crazier than Oregon and Arizona being in the final, in my opinion.
Yeah. Also, did you see Anthony Black and Grady Dick?
I did.
They swapped jerseys.
I don't see what the problem with Dick Black is. Sounds like an old man's name.
Yeah. I love when they're talking about it. Grady Dick's like, ugh. All right, screw it.
That guy felt a peer pressure for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Anthony Black was probably like, hey, man, you're going to go viral.
Which, having Dick as a name in any first or last is an unfortunate. Having the name Grady Dick could not have been fun in grade school.
Oh, yeah.
You think he's always gone by Grady, or you think that was a choice as an adult? What's his name? It's got to be short for something. Surely you don't name a kid Grady.
Great. Is he just great?
Grady Dick.
Great Dick.
That's all I've got other than Oakland is now up 5.
Oh, let's go watch this.
Yeah. All right. It's almost game time. Colorado State, Texas final, by the way. Sorry, Landon.
It's okay. Guys, go Vols. Also, go check out Roback. 20% off your first purchase using promo code More Important Issues. Great Tennessee polos back in stock. Go check them out. And, hey, we'll see you on the other side.
Oh, hey, real quick. I forgot to do this at the beginning of the show because I was so fired up for March. Shout out to my sister, Neva. She gave birth to twins today. I am now a 13-time recipient of a Lifetime Uncle Achievement Award. And I accept it with great honor. Congratulations to my brother Sam, too. I guess he had a part, but Neva's the real hero.
Yeah. Yeah. Sam had a little part.
Little part. Very little.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank y'all. We're bringing the boat in, and we out.